you're not going to get those negative DMs anymore. You're not going to get the negative comments and the hate and all the crap that you get on Instagram. I think it's going to be really healthy.
Yeah, so all I can do is try it. But in life, I've always tried to just follow those impulses when they drop in. And yeah, as I was learning more about it, I was like, that is definitely so much more exciting to me than trying to follow TikTok trends, because it's just not it for me.
How chaotic are you?
Because of my cords?
Because of everything.
What do you mean?
Coming here to do a podcast with you and you're all tangled up.
It is stressful, but I know that it's my own doing.
Undoing.
So we've sat down, the microphone's falling, the headphones are under me. It's awkward.
Planes are flying over.
Yeah, well, I can't control that. But anyway.
Help someone.
Thank you for joining me for this podcast episode, and I do apologize for being so chaotic.
Thanks for having me. How you been?
Part of my charm. I've been good. I've had a bit of a frazzled day, hence recording this episode with you late at night. 8:30. 8:30 is late for me.
You got a lot on, don't you?
I have a lot on, and I've really struggled today to get things done because I've felt like I've had to be so productive every minute of the day, but yet everything has just gone wrong
falling apart, yeah.
In like the most superficial sense, I guess, but it really has stopped me from being able to do my work tasks.
A good flow.
Yes.
Yeah, like rhythm.
And I think it's also just the mental load at the moment, and I know I'm always talking about the mental load, but it's kind of amplified at the moment because, as you know, last week I had some news about the boys in terms of a diagnosis that we've been going through the process, and I'm still just kind of processing everything and trying to make sense of my own feelings and
what's
my own
next.
Thoughts. Yeah. And what's next exactly.
I think it's definitely going to be something that it's going to process over like a decent amount of time, like going to have to alter things and yeah, it's not like a simple thing. So I think you're doing well.
Yeah, and we're not talking about a major health scare.
No,
it's just, of course, neurodivergence. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But even with everything that comes along with that, I'm relieved to have a diagnosis for the boys. And at the same time, I feel like I'm beating myself up because I'm like, oh my gosh, there are so many things that I should have seen and I should have known. But then I've been so...
like, you weren't to know. Like,
but I should have. But I've been so good at going, oh, yes, that's a thing, but here's the reason why. Anyway, I recorded
a video
about
it. You've seen the good in everything.
Yeah,
I get it, yeah.
I did record a video the other day, like immediately after my meeting with the psychologist, because I was like, I want to kind of capture that moment where it's like, well, I knew that that was coming, and at the same time, this is how I'm feeling.
When's that one going to drop?
I've already put that up.
Sweet.
On my sunroom, though, which we're going to talk about.
What is sunroom?
Segue.
What is this?
So as you know, well, I haven't even really shown you my sunroom page yet because
I haven't made it live.
But for those of you who are like, what is sunroom? I was exactly the same a couple of weeks ago, but I interviewed one of the co-founders of sunroom, Michelle, and that podcast conversation will go live I'm just trying to work out whether I want to do it in two episodes or one, because we spoke about her pregnancy and then about her like business journey.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other tangent. But when we were talking about Sunroom, as soon as Michelle started explaining what the platform is and how it works, I just had this like overwhelming, instantaneous, like, oh,
I want the platform. Yeah.
Yes. You know, and I've been really trying. I don't know if it's fair to say really trying with TikTok, but I have been using TikTok and I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. Well, I mean, I do understand parts of it, but it just doesn't come naturally to me.
See, did you get that urge when Instagram popped up? I still remember when Instagram popped up. I'm like, the hell is this? And everyone's like, oh, it's just you post photos and it's not like food, all the comment the crap like Facebook. Like, oh, I'm never drinking again on a Monday.
The Facebook status updates. Yeah,
like, yeah. Monday morning. Just blasted it. Everyone just like, never drinking again. I'm off the drink.
I remember being in the valley on a night out and we were talking to some backpackers and they were like, have you heard of Facebook? I remember my first ever
conversation about MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace was fun.
Sick, like music and stuff.
Also so mean, having like your top friends displayed like that.
Yeah, in your face.
But anyway.
Tell me more about Sunroom.
So because the way that Michelle was explaining Sunroom and just that visceral response that I had, I was like, I want to check this out. And I haven't made my creator page live yet. I'm going to make it live tonight.
You're saying you wanted to build up some videos.
Yeah, because I want to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
But basically, I guess the nuts and bolts of it are Sunroom is a platform. It's an app. And the idea for it kind of came as a bit of a hybrid between OnlyFans and Instagram. You can post like sexy or sensual, I think is the language they use, images and stuff over on Sunroom. That's not what I'm going to be doing with it. But it's all about creating a space for people who do want to share parts of their life and have the option to create that subscription where people can opt in. And opt in for content that's not going to be shared anywhere else.
So it's going to be a little bit more intimate.
Oh, so much more intimate. And they also have technology with Sunroom where people can't screenshot or screen record images. And for me, that's
so good.
Yeah, that makes me feel safer because
you get a little bit more privacy.
Yes. And there's also like, I guess it's kind of almost like a screening process as well. Because with Instagram, it's so easy for people to create fake accounts, people that hate you, people that, you know, really want to cause you harm to create fake accounts and to watch your stuff and tear you down. It's not hard to keep creating fake accounts and it's also not hard to block them.
But
it's draining sometimes. And I just like the idea of going, oh, yeah, like really thinking about that value exchange. And I think it's a new landscape because people are monetizing their private life.
Hmm.
And there is a trade-off on Instagram, and often that trade-off is sponsored content. And much like, I guess, creating the podcast subscription, it allows people to opt out of ads.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that I like with Sunroom. It's like, you know what, if you're going to sign up and become a member, you do get a level of intimacy that you don't get on other apps. So people can direct message you. They can also request custom content. So I guess in the scope of me using Sunroom, the thing I'm most excited about, I mean, there's two. One is that I think it's going to be a great platform for me to share workouts.
Oh, that's sick. That's a really good idea.
Because over on Instagram, when I post a workout reel, they get the most.
It blows up.
Yeah.
I remember how many you've shown me.
Yeah. And they're thousands always, and thousands of people.
They're always the most viewed.
Which does my head in a little bit because, like, I get it. As someone that loves working out, it's cool to see a workout and go, oh, I'm going to save that and try it. But then the thing that feels really purposeful to me is the podcast and the conversations I'm having. But that content doesn't
do well.
No, it doesn't. No. And so I've been trying to think, like, how do I get my workout clips to help people listen to the podcast? Because then they might hear a conversation that's really helpful. Like, I've kind of been trying to make that bridge happen.
Yeah.
but it's really hard. So with workout content, I can go beyond creating a short reel like I do on Instagram and actually share like a whole video over on Sunroom. Like I recorded one the other day and it's like 10 minutes of me taking people through an actual workout.
That's huge.
Showing them the moves, saying like, well, this is why I've paired this with that. And I think it's really valuable and it's something that I love to do. Like, you know, every night I'm like, I'm going to get my whiteboard and write my workout. And you
write your workout, yeah. But also, like, I think it'd be really good for your followers because they're probably saving it because, A, you do it in your own home, in the garage, with equipment that's easy and affordable to have. But then also that time that you can do it at home rather than get, like me, I get in the car, I drive to the gym, I train, and then I go to work. Like, that's
your routine.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have that time. So what you're doing is inspiring people to just do stuff at home.
Well, I don't know if you remember. I'm sure you will because you have an insane memory.
No.
Yeah, you do. Something people probably don't know about.
Ellie Font.
You remember everything. But
it's not always a good thing.
It's not. It's really not, guys.
Yeah, damn it. I got away with it. No, you didn't.
Nothing gets past him. We were having a date at the Loft in Byron and I had a few drinks and I was like, there's this business idea that I want to do. Don't say the name because I don't want to share the name of it yet. But it was about short, sharp workouts, particularly for mums.
Mm.
And I was like, that's something I've always wanted to do, but not right now because I'm pursuing counselling, the kids and blah, blah, blah.
Life.
And trying to know my limits.
Yeah.
But with Sunroom, I can kind of do what I wanted to do. So you bought me one of those little, I call it a wanker microphone.
Testing, one, two.
Like a little fluffy microphone. That's a lapel microphone.
It's like you've got a little mouse glued to your chest.
Yeah, it's cute.
Has Kylie got on her chest, a dead rat?
You did say it was chaotic. Testing.
Please.
So I can wear that little lapel microphone and be that, like, instructor in a way of going, okay, this is how it should feel, this is what you should be doing, like push through your heels, do this, do that. And I'm loving creating that content, so that's going to be live on my Sunroom. I think I've already got 4 workouts over there now, and there is a variety of different workouts. Like, I've got the ones where I'm talking through it in more depth, and then ones that are a bit speedier. I'm talking about equipment. I just want it to be a really worthwhile resource for anyone who wants to train at home, whether they've trained before or they haven't. Like, you can literally just start even if you've got minimal equipment. So that's one of the elements that I'm really excited for. And then the other thing that it offers is custom content in the way of, like Michelle was explaining it, like mentoring phone call or mentoring type conversations. So basically I can offer like a half an hour or an hour consult with someone, and that like really spoke to me because I've wanted, as you know, to be able to offer almost like a think tank type strategy for someone who potentially wants to start a podcast, or maybe there's someone out there listening who has started a podcast but they're feeling a bit lost with episode direction or how to monetize it or how to grow it or how to pitch to guests and all of those sorts of things.
Like a good startup conversation.
Yes.
Mm.
Or even if someone has a business and they're like, oh, maybe I should consider creating a podcast as a funnel.
Mm.
Like, those are the chats that when we're in conversation with people and I even get like a slight sniff of that, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, let's talk about that.
Well, you're really good like that. Like, even, like, with my tattoo shop and stuff like that, you were always thinking of new and fresh ideas, how to promote it and stuff like that. But even, like, I don't know if, like, what Instagram and stuff's like now, but, like, people could reach out to you and you're like, how do you approach people for advertising and stuff like that? What do advertisers need from you? And what can you sort of sell to them?
And over the years, I've had different business coaches or different strategists, and to varying degrees, it's been helpful. But there's also been times where I've invested money in strategy sessions and I felt like it wasn't money well spent.
That was shit last time.
And that's how I feel about events as well. You know, if I'm having if I'm putting on an event, people need to leave feeling like that was money well spent. You know what I'm like with money? Like, I'm like, if I'm spending money, it's got to be well worth it.
Yeah.
And so I have had strategy sessions where I'm like, that I didn't get anything. Yeah. I didn't get action steps. I didn't get anything that was tangible that I could take with me. And I know, like, I know that if someone is not quite where I am in podcasting, and that's not to say that I think I'm the best or I'm an expert, but the podcast has 5 million downloads. There's like 400 episodes. I know a little bit about it. And if I can help someone cut out some of the mistakes I've made and benefit from the lessons I've learned,
it's a head start.
I would love to offer, like, I'd love, I would genuinely get excited to do that.
So you are obviously offering more bang for your buck for a head start.
Yes. So you can offer like custom content or custom mentoring through Sunroom as well. And then it's also a place that I will treat a bit like a diary, I think. So it's sharing those, like I said before. Like, I have already posted my reaction after that conversation with the psychologist about the kids. I've recorded and I've uploaded something that you said the other day that made me like whip my head around and nearly break my neck.
In the car?
No, about the Sydney trip. When I was like, is this what it's like to have a wife?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did record us having a chat in the car after Friday night's event in regards to dinner and things like that. And also recipes. So I'm just going to create, well, I have created it. Like, there's content already up and I'm excited to keep growing that. So,
well, that's cool. Like, I love that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And it sounds like people are obviously going to get a lot out of it rather than just like the dribs and drabs of.
Yes. And like with Instagram, I can't keep up with DMs. Like, I just can't. I cannot keep up with them. But with Sunroom, I think that it will feel more like a. More like a genuine, fair exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose, like, if people are going to be investing in you and getting to know you and understanding, like, bits and pieces, you're not going to get those negative DMs anymore. You're not going to get the negative comments and the hate and all the crap that you get on Instagram. I think it's going to be really healthy.
Yeah. So all I can do is try it, but in life, I've always tried to just follow those impulses when they drop in. And yeah, as I was learning more about it, I was like, that is definitely so much more exciting to me than trying to follow TikTok trends, because it's just not it for me.
But it is funny that you spoke about something similar months ago.
Yeah.
And here you are with like a new sort of a platform that you can do all that without going to the hassle of creating a whole new thing.
Yeah, well, I don't have the resources all the time to create a fitness app, you know, and I just wouldn't do that right now.
No.
But I am so passionate about the style of training that I do, and I think it's fun, and I'm excited for other people to give it a try.
And not only that, like, everyone's going to be able to sort of either add to it or do it at a different pace or slow it down. Like, there are going to be options.
Yeah, and it's very communicative. So people can go, okay, Kylie, yes, I really like it when you wear your mouse microphone and talk us through it. Or no, I don't need that. I just want it written so then I can write it on my own whiteboard. And that's what I like said today. I recorded a video and I was saying, you know, get a whiteboard and write this down. I'm going to take you through it. Also, just ignore the dog noises in the background. We've got pooches in the office.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. It's not a pooch. It's a kid or it's the neighbor's baby.
So basically, you're going to be figuring out what makes it easier for other people to train.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, recipes and personal reflections and parenting stuff and the odd guest spot from you, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I really like the sound of that.
And it feels really aligned
with what you want.
Yes. And everything that I'm also doing with the podcast as well, in terms of the conversations I'm having for the podcast. I have been loving all of the interviews I've been doing lately and I'm pumped to share those.
That's really good.
Lou's just making herself comfortable on a tower of pillows next to Brendan.
She's like a bird. She's nesting.
What else? That's about, I think that's kind of the general gist of Sunroom. So I'm going to make it live for today, Tuesday, as this episode goes up. And if anyone's interested in checking it out, they can definitely just click the link in the show notes and come on over and have a look.
Will the link be in your bio on Instagram as well for a little while?
Yeah, yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, good idea.
That'll make it easy.
Yeah.
You're good at this. Thanks. Good idea.
Do you want to have a chat about the weekend?
Yes. We camping. Had a big weekend.
Ooge.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I am exhausted and wired at the same time.
Yeah, I'm pretty jacked up.
In my mind, this was going to be such a fun weekend because I know how busy you like to be. I was like, Brendan loves going from one thing to another, which you do.
I like being busy.
He's like, but that was fun. Full
stop. Yeah, that was...
So Friday afternoon, I was the MC for an event in Brisbane for Mate. And Mate is a...
domestic violence sort of awareness group.
Yeah, it's not just domestic violence, but it is. Yeah, that's kind of the crux of it. The crux of it is violence prevention in a variety of fields when it comes to
everything.
Anti-racism, discrimination, everything. Any minority really that's impacted, but domestic violence is certainly a huge component of it. And Mate are all about empowering people to be effective bystanders. And so for those listening, you've probably heard the episode I did with one of the directors of Mate, Sian. And if you haven't listened, go back and listen. It was such a great conversation.
She was lovely.
So lovely.
She's really nice in person too.
Yeah, and really warm.
Yeah, and a business partner.
Yeah. Sian just gave me like a big squeeze as soon as I got there and I felt like,
she definitely appreciated you being there.
I think so.
Yeah, I think everyone did. You did such a good job.
I don't know if I did.
I think you did. I think you nailed it.
I don't know. It's really hard, like, to get a read on how...
No, yeah, all public speaking's like that. But yeah, yeah, because you were focused.
Focused slash bit nervous. It's the first event I've spoken
at.
There was
a lot of people.
Yes.
It was a good turnout.
It was a lot of people and... It was definitely like a Christmas party kind of vibe as well, which wasn't really what I was expecting. Yeah.
Felt like an engagement party.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like everyone standing and stuff, like everyone,
Yeah, milling around and nibblies and stuff. But that was really special, I think, to be invited to be the MC. But like I said to you, I wanted to talk.
Mm.
And not in the way of like, oh, I've got the most important things to say because I don't. But I wanted to say more than I guess I had the space to say. I wanted to talk about the incredible guests I've had on the podcast. Like I literally interviewed Sally Layden last week and there were bits and bobs that I was like, oh, I want to talk about that. But I was aware that that wasn't my role for the evening, but it did make me think I'd love to be involved in that space a bit more in some way. Eventually.
Yeah. I think a lot of your listeners and your followers don't realize like you do get to interview amazing people, but you're like a sponge. Like you definitely soak up a lot of information and like little bits and pieces of information. And yeah, I think, yeah, you definitely have a lot to say about stuff like that and you're passionate about it. So
It was really nice to be there. We were originally planning on staying in Brisbane Friday night.
Till we sold the room.
It was really claustrophobic, but also I was really mindful that one of the boys was very anxious because he's always anxious about us not being with him. Brendan's shaking his head like, no.
Not him.
And you were also working Saturday morning, so we did make the call to come home Friday after the event.
Yeah.
And we walked in the door at 9 p.m. and my mum was in bed and the three kids, because my niece was here as well, were wide awake running around upstairs.
No hot water.
Oh, there was no hot water. Poor mum was sick. Like, mum was properly bathroom sick, wasn't she? She won't appreciate me saying that. No. That's okay, though. And then we both just were desperate for a shower. We went to hop in the shower because that's what we do. We have our shower debrief therapy time together, and no hot water.
And we're both, what the?
And I was like, I just want to scrape my makeup off. I just want to have a shower.
That's all I want to do. I'm like, bub, there's warm water. And then you're like, oh. And then we ran out.
Yeah, for like a split second. There was like a little bit
left in the line.
But also what you consider to be warm versus what I consider to be warm are very different things.
So I have pretty cold. Yeah, you're like, oh, get it away from me.
Yeah. So that was great. And then Saturday we went camping. On a Saturday morning you worked.
Yeah, I worked. Boys had swimming.
You worked, so I got to take the three kids to swimming. Mum was going to do swimming, and she's like, oh, so now that you're home, you'll do swimming? I'll do swimming. She was not well. Then we went camping. In my mind, it was just going to be so simple because we bought swags, and I'm like, it's one night away. We're not going to need many things. And then while you were at work, I started putting things in the car, and I was like, oh, like, you kind of need a few things. Swags, bedding, pillows, all of the essentials.
Camping's no joke.
No.
Swags are so much easier than tents,
though. Oh, my gosh, yes.
That was sick.
I was just going to say to you, why don't we just do hit and miss of camping? Like, we'll keep it top line. What would be one of your hits from our camping getaway? Tumbleweed blows through.
Dang it. Now you're being put on the spot. I think, like, the spot and the camping ground, I think, were really good. Like, the bathrooms were nice. The spot was really good, like, right on the water. Yeah, definitely the area. Like, it was nice.
And easy.
Yeah, everything was close. Like, you didn't have to, you know, like when you used to camp as kids and you had like this 4-hour walk to the toilet in the dark, and then you get to the toilet and then they're dirty and scummy, and you're just like,
frogs at the bathroom.
I'm not sitting on that. Yeah. But I thought it was, yeah.
I would agree. Definitely a hit with the location, waterfront. They had like I didn't even realize nowadays that camping sites have like those mats spread out to put your swags on. That
was
sick. On.
So I think I realized that it was like sort of compressed sand underneath. So they'd leveled, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They'd leveled it all out. So you're not getting all sticks and rocks in the bottom of your tent.
Yeah, it was good. And then we got to use the swags and they were great. You and I had a double swag. I think that was a hit.
Yeah, I liked it.
And the kids each slept in their own swag, which I wasn't sure that they would do because I was like, oh, they're sleeping outside. Will they? Won't they?
They loved it once all their blankets and everything was in, like it was their bed, yeah.
Yeah. What would be a miss for you?
The Mexican next door.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Crap. We were excited for that.
Pumped, like, yep.
Listen to us, like, we go camping, but we're so excited to get the Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican.
It was not good.
It's just not camping unless you eat Mexican.
Weird flex.
Yeah.
But because it was one night, I'm like, we're not taking stuff. Mum messaged me and said, oh, will there be room in your esky? And I'm like, esky?
What esky?
I said, we're not taking an esky. It's one night.
Relax, lady.
Upon reflection, we were spending 20 minutes trying to find a cup of tea on Saturday night. Maybe we should have taken an esky.
See, that was fun. I feel like that's fun. Like, I feel like even growing up and hanging out with the boys and stuff like that, like not planning a night out, were the best nights. Like, it was like spontaneous, like, oh, what do you feel like doing? Let's go out, we'll go to the city, and it ends up being like the best night ever. And I feel like that cup of tea was the best cup of tea we've ever had.
This is perhaps the most middle-aged thing you've ever said.
It was the best. I was super tired after it and I wanted a nap. I almost felt like reading.
Did you?
Yeah.
If only you could.
Not my fault, I can't read.
So after we had our dinner, which was the Mexican. So the adults had Mexican, one of the boys and my niece had pizza, then the other boy and then my other son had fish and chips.
Yeah.
So it was like a full
proper takeaway dinner.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I really just want a cup of tea. And so Brendan's like, we'll go to the service station and get a cup of tea.
It was an Ampol. Surely they'd have English breakfast. They had
breakfast. A sign that said foodery.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
They had chamomile and green tea. They had tea.
Like mouldy sandwiches in the window.
So then we had to go on a bit of a, a bit of a bear hunt to find somewhere that sold tea bags and milk. And then we went back to the service station and Brendan paid for 3 coffees so that we could use their hot water.
Yeah. And then we made it and we're like, oh,
well worth tea. It.
Ever.
Only to get back to the campground and realize that the kitchenette next to us had a kettle.
Yeah.
So anyway, but
that's a little jacked up on ice cream.
Yeah, because I was all like, no, they're not having dessert. They've had enough stuff today.
And your mum's like, oh, here, have ice cream.
That's what nannies boing. Are for. Yeah. I would say my miss was the ear fiasco. So at bedtime, one of the boys had an earache. I thought it was going to be a proper middle ear infection situation. And it just was not a fun time, was it? Not fun. But he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the whole time.
All he needed was a trip to the hospital.
An emergency.
So it was late at night and he was crying loudly, wasn't he? And calling out.
He was calling out and saying, ow.
Ow. Ow. Like all through the campyard.
Oh, like this kid's dying. Cut it off. He only needs one.
And then I was like, oh, he's had swimming lessons today. Maybe it is a middle ear infection. What do we do? Do we try and get some antibiotics? And I guess because I've had so many things with him in particular where something is wrong, I did think like maybe he needs something stronger than the Nurofen I could offer him.
Yeah.
And by the time I was like, oh, is there an after hours clinic? What do I do? Then we realized there was like a, there was a hospital within 10 minutes drive and you rang them. And
I'm like, what's it like? She's like, yep.
And it was not empty.
Yeah, it was dead.
It was empty because like, I'm.
Should we be here?
Yeah, it was really eerie.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no.
And he got seen pretty much straight away. And so this is a kid that was calling out. Was like, yes, I definitely need something to help. And when the nurse triaged him, she's like, what pain are you in out of 10?
3.
You and I just looked at each other.
You're like, huh?
A 3.
Oh, and then even her, she was like scratching her head and she's like,
so 10 is a lot of pain.
But like, did it get worse? Maybe a 5.
When it was bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is like 11 o'clock at night.
Shoot me in the face.
I guess because I was like thinking, if we're going to be up all night with this kid, I'd rather get some antibiotics into him now. Anyway, long story short, that was definitely my miss of the evening.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention it. I'm scarred. I wasn't going to bring that up again.
It's his specialty, though. It's the same kid that threw up everywhere in Cairns. Ending the year how we started it. Oh, I
forgot about that.
How could you proper forget?
Proper exorcist shit.
The poor guy that had to come and clean it.
Oh, that was, like, poor guy.
Terrible.
Scooping it up.
He's probably still rocking in a corner somewhere.
Yeah, he'd be scarred. Do you remember that kid at Christmas time? The devil. God damn devil, I pray for that kid every day. Oh, he ruined my life.
Oh, if anyone wants to listen to that, they can go back and listen to the Cairns episode. And we did try and clean it up. Yeah. And we did offer to clean it up.
Therapy ain't cheap these days, especially on a hotel wage.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of the kids, it's their birthday tomorrow.
The big 1-0.
They shall never be single digits again.
Never.
I cannot believe I've been a mother for a decade.
Sucked in.
Feels like a century.
You've done good.
Thanks. Okay, should we wrap it?
Sure.
Thanks for doing this episode with me.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're doing good.
Hanging by a thread today. Ooh.
Oh, hello.
Oh, the neon sign just lit right up. That's weird. Flickering.
You know what happens when it flickers?
It's your mum.
It's your mum. No. Yeah.
Whenever lights flicker, we always say that it's Brendan's mum trying to communicate with him.
Trying to mess with my head. He would. But thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. For those of you who are interested in working out with me, you can jump on over, click the Sunroom link, and I shall see you there.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you want more of the I Am podcast in your ears, make sure you become a podcast subscriber. It is really, really simple to do. All of the details are in the show notes. For the cost, actually less than the cost of a cup of coffee per month, you will receive access to exclusive podcast episodes. That's right, you'll get a bonus episode every single week that you will not hear anywhere else. And to be honest with you, I really am sharing a lot more over in those exclusive episodes. It feels like a really safe zone for me. So make sure you check out the subscription offers that we do have available for that exclusive content. And perhaps best of all of the episodes will be ad-free. So if you feel good about supporting a female-founded, female-led business, check out the subscription offerings available and become a podcast supporter today. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.